KFA, CWF. Oh, another Monday. W8FU. Hey, GMH Mobile. NAWRO Mobile Richmond.
Going to breakfast.
Well, yes, but I'm on my way to Comtech. I got to pick up the tag for HARPS.
I'm going over to meet a coworker over at Madison Heights, like 14 in the Quinder, but woke up late.
Real good sleeping weather last night, so I can see how that could be done.
Well, my wife and daughter went to a concert yesterday, and they didn't get home till late, so I was half asleep on the couch when I got home.
Oh, yeah, I meant to say I was monitoring a lot of that DMR traffic this weekend, so good deal.
Yeah, it just helped out a lot on that. I totally forgot about the server ID.
What was the end of the story? Did LAX finally get that all figured out through, you know, using Brandmeister and that?
I am not sure. Hopefully it'll be up.
To be determined, probably, then.
Receive frequency. Make sure it was the same as his transmit, because he was using his open spot.
Well, a couple of times when he was doing that, testing it out and transmitting, I didn't see any ID at all. And then later on, his ID popped up in full, so I don't know if that means anything. But, yeah, it looks like he's going to get it done one way or the other.
Yeah, he's into the server, so what I was seeing, it's got to be something with his receive frequency. I mean, if it doesn't have set up as an endpoint, then that's probably why.
Yeah, because at that time when you gave him that tip, I was hearing you, plain as day, not a problem. I was hearing him, but he was not hearing you, I think, is what it was.
Yeah, there definitely was an issue somewhere. He's going to find it. I'm pretty sure I know what it is, but we'll see if he comes on there today.
Spoke with Riley on Discord about his gateway. It inadvertently was switched to a different frequency, and that's why I wasn't being able to hit it. I've been trying to test it, you know, coming up for the set, make sure everything's working. So he's got it on the right frequency now, so later this week I'll be doing testing of both, you know, the regular setup with our gear and then that new AIOL device or whatever, the thing you have. I'm going to try that as well because mine came in finally.
I come with a little module for WinLink.
Yeah, that's the one. The one all the cool kids are using now. Instead of Dire Wolf and digi-rig and all that other stuff.
Yeah, I don't know where John got mine from, but I said the last couple of days ago, you know, he gave it to me. I'm like, how much money for you? He goes, ah, it's a gift.
Yeah, ever since you had success with that, I did order one, and I got the case for it, so I snapped it together. It looks like a 3D printed case. I haven't yet used it, though. I threw it in the Winlink box, and I got to pull it out this week, and I want to test Riley's gateway there, and also that the other one for Oakland County, which you got into. You must be just far enough north at your QTH to be able to hit both, to the east and the other one to the west.
I think I'm right there at the limit, you know, but I got a different antenna on my ball thing, and I just put the antenna up, and it seems to work.
Well, when I tried to hit the Oakland County site from where I'm at, from Richmond, I think, whatever you call it, Mount Stony Creek is in the way. I think it's just geographically impossible to do it. I may even head up there, like I was telling you before, at the entrance to Stony Creek and give it a try that way, too.
Why not? You'll be at the second highest peak in Macomb County, aside from the, the test track or whatever up there in Romeo. And then you could see Detroit. So you could probably get the Detroit one from Stony Creek.
Yeah, that was my second option with the ICOM in the car. I got it set up for Winlink. 50 watts on Stony Creek High Point. I think I might be able to hit all three.
Yeah, sounds like an adventure game to me.
Well, we do have the set coming up, October 4th. Mark your calendar. That's Saturday. Try not to be doing anything. We need you.
Oh, definitely. All I gotta get is another antenna for my other radio. I got my Motorola back. Actually, it's a new Motorola. You know, while I ordered a board, but ended up that the radio was in better condition than my original, so we just put mine on the shelf and programmed this one, and it's working phenomenally. But I need another antenna. I'm going to get another Comet, I think, another mag mount, just something that I can just throw up on a metal structure or something and start transmitting.
Copy that. Lost you there for a second. When should I transfer to the hump? I'm getting close to 23.
I'm still in the Richmond right here, but I'm in at Armada, making my way up to Madison Heights. So I'll probably switch over to Mount Clemens or Detroit.
Well, I'm getting close to 23 miles. Thinking about going to Dimitri's for breakfast. So at some point, I'll switch over to the hump here, but I must be hitting Richmond okay.
Yeah, I got a little bit of bacon, but we'll see how it goes once I get through all these trees and everything here in Armada. Thank you, KGO.
NHWRO 24 southbound Gratiot.
Yeah, I went over to Ump and it's a little bit more crankly, so I'll stay in Richmond as long as I can.
out on Gratiot to 23, there's no flagmen now, so thank goodness. Looks like that project is at least not on today.
Yeah, that's one project I don't want to be a part of. I try to stay away from construction. I get enough of it driving around. Don't need it by home, too.
All right, I switched over to the pump on medium power. How do I sound?
Five, nine. Sound really good.
All right. Now I got to pick a breakfast spot down here someplace.
I bet you're going to Dimitri's.
I was, and I inadvertently passed it up, so now I'm going to flip back and go around. That sounds good.
Never had breakfast there. I've always had dinner kind of thing.
I've had good luck with all meals there, although I haven't been there in quite some time. I mean, there's Gus's Coney Island right next to it, but I think I go for Dimitri's today.
Oh, there you go. All right. I'll let you go. So when you turn your final, I'm going to call my coworker and see where he's at. K-C-G-O.
All right, Tom. Have a good one. K-C-A-K-J-O from N-A-W-R-O. Clear.
WAVD. So you did have a professional agency purchase one of those?
Yeah, they did, and I think they also got some of the VPs, the 8000s, which are the equivalent in the handheld.
Now, I trust you guys have a service center that installs these, or when you sell these, is it kind of like somebody else we know, they have their own service centers to install these?
Yeah, we don't do installations, but most of these departments have their own teams that do it.
Yeah, the boys I play around with, I'm not sure who does theirs. So, no, I take that back. I am sure. I do know who does it. I take that back.
Yeah, I think for non-municipalities, there is a company we refer them to or whatever. I'm not sure who. I haven't actually run into that yet.
Yeah, the guy I know is out in Kalamazoo. I've known him for a long time. He's also a handy. I got a quote from him from Kenwood, and it was basically 20% off list. So, I mean, it was a fair deal. It wasn't a great deal, but it was fair. But nonetheless, it was still a fair amount of money.
Yeah, 20% is usually the, that's what Kenwood will say is the lowest you can go.
We're starting to have that with a lot of our higher-end products, too. Nobody ever used to care. And now they have list and MSRP, and we're not supposed to sell anything less than MSRP. And we're definitely not to advertise anything less than MSRP.
Yeah, personally, I don't think that should be legal to do that, to for them to tell you how much you can sell something for, but I guess if you agree to it, it's a private contract, you can get away with it. All right, I'm here where I'm going, so I'll catch you down the road. ABPR, have a great day.
You too. I got to do a lot of driving. I have to head towards Wayne. All right, talk to you later. W. W8BD Mobile.
Where are you headed this morning, KCKGO?
The city of Wayne.
Okay. I'm up here in Bloomfield Hills. And from here, then I got to go to Birmingham. Not a place I really want to be because it's a pain in the rear here to get in there. No, at least you're in a nicer community. Yeah, I'm going to Wayne. I haven't looked it up on the GPS yet. I will. I'm going to grab a cup of coffee from my Dollar Bigby store today. I just looked over to sales repeater. Yeah, I'll take a look at a gate operator that's not working properly. This guy is one of the bane of my existence. He's a property manager and all this other stuff, but doesn't know, you know, left from right.
That happens once in a while.
Are you going to Wayne for a lift in that area, I take it?
A bunch of lifts. And a bunch of other stuff. One of my bigger customers bought the dealership, and this gentleman likes to do it properly and safely. And I'm his properly and safely safety consultant.
Yeah, I think you told me about that. Kudos to you for picking up a new building, and he's letting you run with the ball in regards to what needs to be done properly.
Yeah, well, I've been working with this principal for the last 20 years or so. I know what he wants, and he knows that I'm either do it right and safe or I don't want to touch it. So we work well together.
That's all that matters.
And, you know, the cool thing about all of this is that there's not very many of them that want to do it safely. And this guy does. So to him, safety is more important than anything else.
About to arrive at my first destination or second destination of the morning, so but I'll be out and about on the air as usual. 73 on your final, 88
W8 Victor Delta. WDKLL. KLL. ADFK.
I didn't quite catch your call. FK, this is WDKLL.
WDKLL, is that right?
Whiskey Delta 8, Kilo, Lima, Lima.
Okay, well, you have
Alpha Delta H Foxtrot Kilo ADHFK Leonard his name. I'm in Mass Nice here. And coming back to you. Sounds like you're well, you got a good good sound station there. Back to you.
Well, thanks, Leonard. You got Greg here, Golf Romeo Echo Golf. I'm up here in Bergen, Michigan here, working off the Holly repeater on a Yaesu FT991 Alpha, 50 watts. Over.
50 watts is making the repeater nice and clear. Bergen, Michigan, that's up, isn't that by Flint?
Yep, there it is, right next to Flint.
Several nice towns of Fenton and Flint and Burton, and there's a few others around there, but anyway, I picked them up when I was driving truck, you know, I'd go through those towns. well, very good, Greg. What else can we learn about? You've been up in that area all the time, or just moved in there? Come on back.
Nope, born and raised here. Actually, on the border of Grand Blanc and Burton here. Born and raised in Grand Blanc. Well, born in Flint, but raised in Grand Blanc all my life. So, yep, just a homegrown... retiree now.
That's a new one. Homegrown retiree. Oh, okay. What did you retire from?
No, I'm sorry. I was born like this. I retired from being me. No, just kidding. I was in the. I sold industrial hydraulics for over 30-plus years in the Detroit area.
Well, very good. Yeah, we did some truck driving for about 16 years before we retired, and we went into a lot of different places there, industrial places, and delivered robots and even took them out to... took one out to Washington State, Seattle, Washington, where for the Boeing, where they build the airplanes out there, and took a number of automated systems down to Mexico. We dropped them off at the Texas border and had the Mexicans come up and pick them up. That was interesting. Border to border, shore to shore, floating around. So you must have learned a few things about hydraulics. I learned something when I busted a line on my truck and also busted a line on my skid steer. Hydraulic line. So, yeah, I kind of, you know, I always says that I thank the Lord every day for hydraulics. You see a lot of muscle work on my part. ADHFK, Leonard's the name. Back to you.
Okay, Leonard. Yeah, for sure. I travel all over the world, actually. I went to Germany 3 or 4 times for work, and Mexico several times. I kicked off the Hemi engine project down there in Saltillo, and I was in the automotive division. I was responsible for Chrysler. That was my baby, and then I also handled Detroit Diesel, Cummins, and Ford at the end of my career. But all industrial hydraulics, a lot of press automation in the press plants and in the engine and transmission plants where they're doing a lot of machining on engine blocks or transmission housings.
I was at Ford's. I worked on the dynamometers, ran performance tests on experimental engines, including the Hemi. I ran the big 426 Hemi they brought in there for testing back in the 60s. And because we had our engines, you know, the 426 engines, 428s. And so that's, I enjoyed that. That was rather interesting. I didn't even know what a dynamometer was or how to spell it when I hired in there, but I learned and came. So I was 25 years there, and then I got into other things. Had a sawmill here locally. Got into that as a recreational hobby activity, and then I got a bigger sawmill, and we had a get all the big logs out of the cities here, or get a lot of them, and making industrial wood for plants, including GM and several of the local suppliers here that would make coils and stuff like that, or have to deal with coils. I really enjoyed that sawmill work because I could, you know, go out with my big tractors and pick up logs and drive the big truck and stack big stacks of lumber to dry and so forth. It was really interesting. Learned a lot. WDHKLL, this is ADFK.
ADFK, WDHKLL. Yeah, it's interesting, the sawmill stuff. I had a friend of mine that worked at NexTier. He was a maintenance supervisor, and he did that on the side. And I couldn't believe some of the loads of logs that came in there and that he milled and sent off to people. It was quite interesting. He always had a story for me every week. Quite the industry, the sawmill stuff.
Got into it as a recreational activity, and but had so many requests for milling logs, and I was doing it manually with a small sawmill, and boy, I pulled my back out one time. I said, "Hey, I'm going to give myself a hydraulic." A hydraulic sawmill to handle all the logs and so forth sure made it a whole lot easier. Having the hydraulics, you can appreciate that. It would lift the logs up there and clamp them, and all with hydraulics made it really nice. It was a band saw, so it, and I learned to sharpen up blades, so they cut nice. Had my own sharpener system. And but boy, my son, I invited him. It took him a year to make up his mind, but he decided to come with me. He made change it from a recreational hobby activity into a business, and we did that for 8 years. And it was fun while it lasted. So anyway, what do you do for fun besides a ham radio? That's what I enjoy doing right now, too, is putting up antennas and building them and helping others put them up as well. Back to you, Greg.
Well, Leonard, I am disabled. I retired last year unexpectedly, so I've had 3 back surgeries, so I got a bad back. And so my activity level has really diminished. I plan on trying to still hunt and fish a little bit, but that's my my pastime is boating and hunting and fishing. So hopefully I can get back at that as my back gets better. But other than that, that's that's what I do, and I've been doing e-bikes a little bit because of the back. At least it gets me out, and I can, when the legs get tired, I can use the power on the battery. But besides that, we got a side-by-side and some e-bikes, and we've been having fun on those. Back to you, Leonard.
I appreciate the back injury or sore back. Like I say, push that sawmill, and then lifting it and moving it and so forth by hand. It was originally a meat cutting bandsaw that was converted to be a sawmill, cut logs. You can put a sliding rail, like a ladder, on top of it, anchor it, and you can start sliding wood that way. But handling that sawmill, boy, it doesn't take easy. You know, you don't think, and you pick it up in an awkward way, and it'll pull you back out. Then I had a chainsaw mill. And this is not a small one. This is a 6-foot bar with an engine on both sides, the biggest steel on both sides. And I pulled my back out working that thing one time. And I had another woodworker that he was a chiropractor, and he helped put me back into shape. And back to you, Greg.
Yeah, I don't know what happened with the back, but I was a firefighter for 10 years, and I know that played a toll on me a little bit. But then, believe it or not, before I got into a career, I was I started out as a change boy at a pizza place. And I say change boy, they had an arcade on there, and we used to cash in the dollars for quarters. They didn't have a machine. Then I got into the kitchen, started working in, it was a pizza place, and I started working in the kitchen. I ended up working there through high school for 10 years, so I was standing on my feet doing that. But other than that, that's the only thing I can attribute to back problems, other than being hereditary. But yeah, I've had 3 back surgeries and live on cortisone shots every 3 months, so that's what's getting me through.
Wow, well, I appreciate your discomfort there. You said you're a change boy. You would appreciate one of the, after I left Ford's, we got in, I worked for Change Techs out of Grand Rapids, and he would service, install, and, you know, maintain, install change machines, dollar bill changers. He was the only one in the country that represented all 4 major manufacturers. And but I ended up getting a contract with Detroit to install and maintain their Toca machines. So we did that for 16 years and called it, I call that Token Tech, but after working with Change Tech there, so I can identify there. And it's because of that is the reason why I was able to have extra time and money on my hands and got into the sawmill business. And it was really, really exciting when my son came on board and expanded it and developed it. He was learning about business strategies and techniques, and he was able to apply them. And all right, well, back to you, Greg. They call us that for a while. WD8KLL. This is AD8FK.
Okay, Leonard, yeah, the call sign is my late mother's. She was a extra back in the day. She was in the ham radio quite a bit. She was actually the president of the Genesee County Radio Club here back in 1980. Shoot, I was in 10th grade back then. I had no interest in ham radio, and here I sit, following her footsteps. But, yeah, I've been loving it. Since I've had my surgery, I got my tech license. I started out GMRS, met Jack over there. I don't know if you know Jack, but he's a legend over there, good fellow. And, yeah, I got into ham radio shortly thereafter. I got my license in March and tech license here, oh, I don't know, in June, I guess it was. But having a ball ever since. Back to you, Leonard.
Jack and Sean and several guys, all part of our breakfast group Saturday morning. You see me at the Cozy Cabin down here. Just a few bucks for myself. I know, Jack. Back to you.
Yeah. I hang out here quite a bit on the FBI side. I know Sean. I know Wally. I know, oh, shoot, Phil and Greg. And there's a bunch of them out here for sure. Tom. Oh, Joe and Clinton Township. There's a bunch of you. I know, and I've heard you out here before, too, so we just haven't had a few, so. But, yeah, it's funny. I'm up here in the Flint area and talk more on the Detroit side, the FBI side, than I do to the guys up here, so. But I do talk to them up here as well, so I'm kind of back and forth.
Good. Yeah, well, your mother was active. She was the president of the local club there. And you know what? Remind me about my wife and I. We were in CB back in the 70s, in the 76, 75, 6 and 7. And I could talk to her from Dearborn out here. I had a nice station, a base station, and the one, the car worked really well. I could talk. I'm from Dearborn out to Troy, but on the way home, I couldn't talk to her until I got inside the sub, because everybody else wanted to talk to Sweet Pea. Her name is Patricia, so we called her Sweet Pea. And but she won't have anything to do with amateur radio right now, but she sure sounds nice when she does talk on the radio.
That's pretty good, Sweet Pea. I like that one for sure. Well, Leonard, I'm going to have to get up out of here and get my day going here. It was a pleasure talking to you, and I'm sure we'll probably talk again sometime. From 88FK, this is WD8KLL. Leonard, we'll talk to you later.
Shout out, Greg. Good to hear you as well and meet you. And if you ever inclined to take a little drive down here, I know it's an hour drive though, but have breakfast with us. You see Sean and Jack and the rest of them. That we have about usually well over 12, but closer to 20 or 25 guys that meet for breakfast almost every week, unless there's a swap, something else going on. We meet there, so very good. I'll say 73 as well, Greg, and WDHKLL, this is 88FK, clear.
ACW,
well, greetings, sir. Art, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Do you want to go to 0.58 simplex?
We're gone. ADFK clear.
Okay, give me just a minute to get there. K8ACW. Negative. I don't know, vintage. Units, but they were the one I have on right now is probably the best one that Radio Shack made. And WJ, tough player.
WD8KLL.
W8FU.
WD8KLL. WD8KLL.
WADD.
WHBBA, Marlboro.
Good afternoon, this is Sam, ADHAL. Just swapped out an antenna, thought I'd see if I'm able to make it into the repeater. If somebody could give me a thumbs up, that'd be great. Otherwise, have a good day, ADHAL.
ADHAL, ADHAL, sounding good. Definitely making it in, no problem.
Sounds good. Replace the antenna. Car seems to have eaten it, so new antenna, new coax. I'm glad that I'm up and running. Appreciate the signal report. 88JL.
Good deal. 73KZAJF. Clear.
ADHAL, KZ4ZYQ.
Super Joe, how's it going?
Yeah, Tim, I can barely hear you on this one. And when you were on Simplex, I guess I couldn't make it back to you.
Let's move over to Lance Cruz, 147.08.
QSL that, KE4ZYQ clear, QSY.
JL, QSY, clear.
way is that you have something that you got a lot of static on. Give me your RG 273 KZAKJO.
Good afternoon, this is Tim, 88JL, driving around, testing my new antenna. If anybody's around, let me know that I'm getting into the repeater well, I'd appreciate it. Otherwise, actually, you know what, I got into this repeater, I got a call. Never mind, I'm just driving around. If anyone wants to talk, go for it. Otherwise, have a good day. 88JL.
NAVDZ, NAWRO, Richmond. How you doing, Mike?
WRO, how you doing today? I'm doing well.
Anything special this afternoon or just out and about right now?
Well, the special was, you know, we got, I heard from Sean McCarthy, who is, I don't know if you know who Sean is. Sean's the IT guy for, he's the leader of the IT department for Macomb County. So he does our repeaters and all that stuff. But at breakfast on Saturday, I heard from Sean that all of our parts have come in for the Go Kits. And so I'm excited to get those and build those and get them going, but I still haven't heard from Mandy, who's the one who ordered them and is, you know, going to tell me come get them. And it's making me crazy. I'm chomping at the bit, trying to get Go Kits. I want them, but I'm still waiting. So that's where I'm at right now.
Two things, if I may. Go ahead, Sean.
Go ahead.
One, not IT. Nothing to do with IT. Ixnay on the IT-nay. No. And second, give her some space. I heard it just came in. So if you ask, leave it at that. Don't push on that. She's got a lot to do with that. There's a lot of stuff that goes with grant money and stuff like that that has to be covered before it ever gets distributed. So, anyhow, yeah, not IT.
Well, my bad, Sean. So, what department do you run, if I can ask, so I can do it right?
It's called the radio department, or we're called technical services, but it's, everybody knows this as the radio department.
Copy that. Okay. Thank you. Sorry about that. I did try to call Mandy and left her a voicemail and hadn't heard anything. And I have since twice butt dialed her at least once accidentally. Darn it! But I just haven't heard anything back. So I'm not trying to push too much, but I am champing at the bit. Yeah, so as you know, I am. Over.
Oh, I know. Yeah, just give her a little space. Don't. She's got a lot to do with that. Because you know the money trail and everything like that. She's got a lot of T's to cross and I's to dot and all that stuff. So it's there. Don't make me regret telling you. All right, catch you later. I got to get back to work here for a little bit. W8FU.
All right, thanks, Sean. Take care. 73 to you. NAVDZ back to you, Tim. I don't remember your call sign, and I'm driving.
Hey, no worries, Mike. Good to get that information, though. I'll say this: it'll be in time for the set. That's nice. That's still a good thing. Speaking of which, Dave's back, so I imagine we might have a leadership. I'll wait and see what his email says this week.
Yeah, we talked about a leadership meeting, I think. I don't know when we said now, and I'm driving, so I can't look at a calendar, and I don't even know if I put it on my calendar. But sometime this week or next week, I think, but I just don't remember when he asked me for some dates. But that's coming up, should be coming up pretty soon. And, yeah, I'm hoping that I can get the stuff and get all of the kits. I'd like to put all six kits into use for the set if we could. But we'll see what happens, you know. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. If it does, woohoo.
Well, the last I heard, it might be this Wednesday coming up, but then again, that's totally up to Dave and when he wants that before our Thursday net. But, of course, Mike, you know you got backup if you need Tom, Wally, I, whoever, of course, Dave himself, we can assist if you need anything with that. But, yeah, if they come in before, that's good. If not, hey, we're still going to have fun anyways. I'm kind of actually really looking forward to the October set, first Saturday. And another batch of postcards went out, too, and I made a note. Whatever you do, if you're interested, fine. If you're not, at least save the date for the first Saturday in October and join us to deploy in our set.
Yeah, that's perfect. Thank you. Outstanding.
All right, I'll end up sending a new roster, the postcard list, to not only you, but Dave and then John, so that John's our guy doing that extra column you had him put in for the net manager routine thing there. And we'll see if we get any check-ins that received, that was started by receiving one of those postcards. Supposedly we're going to get one coming up this Thursday, so looking forward to it. But I'll let you go, Mike. Appreciate all the updates, and you have a good one. This is N8WRO. After you, sir.
All righty, and the perfect timing, because I'm just about pulling up to my street to get back home. So 73 to you. Good talking to you. Good hearing from you, and thanks for passing along what you passed along, and good talking to you. 73 from November 8th, Victor Delta Zulu, and I will be clear.
WAVD mobile. N8WRO from W8VD.
N8WRO. Go ahead, Wally.
Just visiting your town on my Monday night visit, so I figured I'd up here and I'd say hello.
Out in the backyard on an HT, taking care of a widowmaker, a branch between two trees that was just kind of hanging there, and I got it down. But you know what? It's raining, so if you're going to hit the links, I don't know.
He said it's supposed to stop shortly, within 20 minutes, so I'm going to go slide around.
that sounds about right. You got anything to eat over in there? I don't know about that one. I don't think I've been in there in a long time.
Nah, they're not that fancy. The golf course is that fancy, but the clubhouse is pretty non-eventful. Or is a nice way to say it, uneventful.
A silly question, switching topics. During the net, when you did traffic management, did you just write things down on paper? Is how you kept track of it all?
That's what I did.
That's what I thought, and I imagine if it's not broke, let's not try to fix it, eh?
Boy, you got a way to make it better?
I'm not quite sure. I'm just trying to count all the bases here. I know John, the one guy that's on our team, kind of improved the standard net log. And we even added a spot for if any of the postcard people check in. We know, you know, they're not ours, but yet, hey, we know that they got a postcard. It's going to let us know that, which is interesting. But I know Mike would end up using that as just regular net control, but then I didn't know what you were using as traffic manager. So I imagine if you wanted something, John could create something for you. But, you know, that's your call. Nobody else's, really.
The problem is as it gets more chaotic, you can't keep up with the typing because then it ties up both hands. And then if somebody says, you know, whatever, you know, hey, where are you, blah, 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 you know, or I'm here, you can't respond back because you're busy typing. So, but if you want to get me an administrative assistant, that would be wonderful.
That's kind of what I was thinking you might say, is that, you know, like basically pen and paper might just be easier, faster, quicker. But that's, of course, up to our fearless leader. So let's see what Dave says when we have the meeting of the minds, so to speak, I guess.
I requested one via text this morning, and he said, let's do it, and he would be back sometime today. So my guess is after he gets back to normal, we're probably going to hear from him and try to do something this week, maybe, something local.
Whatever he comes up with is fine with me. I'm anticipating that as well. We tentatively had it penciled in on Wednesday, this Wednesday before the net. But whatever he wants is fine. I know his Monday email usually will come out later today or maybe tomorrow, and he'll probably let us know when he wants that. That'll work out fine.
That'll work out good for me, too.
All right, I am now taking shelter in the tractor shed because it's still raining out here.
Code yellow? Just kidding.
No, not at all. It's blue sky to the north. Let me look, stepping out a little bit, looking to the west. Hey, blue sky in the west, so I think your prediction is correct. Going to pass over here.
I was making fun of myself in my soapbox. I am at the golf course. I'm going to see what kind of trouble I can get into here. Take care. W8 Victor Delta at the golf course.
I understood. In AWRO, have a good one, Wally. We'll talk.
You're sounding good, Tom. Good signal. N-8-W-R-O. You in this neck of the woods?
Negative. I'm in front of the old palace site, but I was on LPS and moved over to 600 because it sounds clearer than Detroit.
How are you getting home from there? You got to go through 59 through Utica, because,
Oh, no, I take Silverbell to Adams, Adams to Clarkston, which then turns into Stony Creek, and I take that to Rochester Road, and then I go north on Rochester to 32, to Fisher to 34, and come up that way.
I should have figured you'd have it down pat by now.
Oh, yeah. Once I get to a major freeway, I pretty much know where to go, especially when I'm on the west side. And as long as they can get me over to M6, I can take it from there.
Well, Wally called a little bit ago. He was golfing. I'm not sure if he's done yet.
Oh, he won't be done for a bit. What time did he call? 4?
That sounds about right, I think. I know it was raining, a short little brief rainstorm, and then he was going to fit it in, which has worked out fine because it's sunny over here now. Try that last one again, because that was crunchy. Couldn't understand.
Oh, man, I was getting a tan through the window tint. I mean, a little bit of a question, yes.
In AWRO.
KJ over to LTS. How do I sound here? Zoom in Silverbell and look here.
Looks like you're on the ump, and that sounds better. Interesting.
Well, I'll check the dashboard. I should be bouncing off of Detroit.
You are. I always forget to scroll down when you do that. So, yes. Sounds good right now.
Yeah, this area gets a little bit scratchy, especially when I get into the wooded area, you know, along all the trees there in Oakland Township. But I think 175 is usually my best hit.
Yeah, I forget who that one contact you were talking with earlier, and we just couldn't understand him at all. But he was on the Detroit one, and, yeah, just couldn't understand him at all.
Oh, that was W-A-R-I-T, with D-A-G, Romeo India Tango. He is a co-worker of mine. He finally put his equipment in his work van.
Okay, now that's nice, because now you got another ham that, you know, besides the GMRS guy, you got the ham.
Yes, sir. Yep, he's on there waiting for KAKG. Yeah, he's one of our project managers, but I used to work on the field, promoted. And he got a new Maverick, so he's trying to figure out how to put his icon in there.
Well, I would imagine you gave them all the repeaters and all the PL tones, and they know what they're doing, so they'll lay out a code plug, if you will, for their rigs as well.
Oh, yeah, one of the ladies is bringing into the shop, you know, then I'll keep the cable.
catch it again, but I did catch that. You could just, for the programming, those are all analog, so you can just use chirp, I imagine.
I'm sure there's some programming software for his radio, but this is probably a year newer than mine, possibly. But I'm sure that he can program front panel just fine. That's how I usually do it. I try to use it with the MR735 software on my Lenko. It kept getting me in error, like it wasn't reading, so I had to get the appropriate programming table for it.
Oh yeah, you're right. What am I thinking? I was thinking HTs. Yeah, for the Yaesu, I actually broke down and got that RT Systems, and I'm kind of happy I did because it worked out good. I resisted getting that for other radios, but I did get it for this one, and it does work out good.
Yeah, I just ordered the programming cable for my Motorola XDR. I already got the code plug, so all I got to do is I got an older code plug, so once I get the cable, then I'll pick it up and just read from the radio and update my GPS code plug, and I'll be all set.
So speaking of code plugs, moving on to DMR, I may need to see just a visual of your DMR on yours to see if I can. I want to try to program mine through the CPS, but I did order the radio. I went with the Kinect Systems, just the dual band one, not the one with all the vaporware, but just the dual band with DMR and the basic model. We'll see how it works. Supposed to be here probably by the end of the week, maybe. We'll see. That basic Kinect Systems model, I put a link on Discord for it. It's there under the new equipment or recommended equipment. And we're pretty concerned about some of the claims that the guy was making. And so I didn't buy into any of that, but I did buy the basic dual band model with DMR, Kinect Systems. You'd have to kind of take a look at it. But I do like their CPS program. I downloaded that. It's free to do so. And I looked at it forwards, backwards, and a lot of YouTube videos on it. I'm pretty confident. But we'll see. So in other words, I'm taking a hit because I don't really know anyone firsthand that has this radio yet. You, Tom, no go on that one. Might have to wait until later, but I'll be listening in AWRO. If you want to try again, go ahead. Nothing but crackle on this end. In AWRO, I will be listening.
Well, back over to the water here.
For half a second, I was going to say better, but no, it's not. Still can't copy. much better. Just a little distance problem.
Oh, I picked up Richmond at a little bit staticky, but I was at Rochester and Stony Creek. And as soon as I turned on 32 from Rochester, here I am.
So, did you or do you ever use Romeo out in that area?
Every so often, watch, I'll jump over to Romeo from where I'm at. 1 second, I'll be right back.
Yeah, I mean, it's readable, but, you know, obviously you're on the better signal with Richmond, so.
That's why I use Richmond, because it's got further reach. The aliens go on further from that tower.
Yes, indeed. That signal is good, and I do appreciate the receivers for the VHF side, too, because that makes those nets much easier. I listened to the state net this time. I didn't check in because I didn't have anything new to say. But they said the set, well, tell Dave this if he doesn't know already, the set scenario is going to be made available by 2 weekends from now, not this weekend coming up, but before the next first weekend of September. So those guys can start planning, I guess.
Well, that'll work. I'm sure the day will be open. Just waiting for a programming cable, like I said, but my Motorola is going to stay in my vehicle, and I swapped my BYQ for the little radio that Dave had originally. I'm getting another $30 antenna for it, a power port. I got a battery one, so I got a 72 power battery I can connect to. But besides that, you know, my coworker, he is in the TYT, strictly for GMRS, what I programmed it as, and he loves it.
Oh, well, that's a good use. That's a good use for that, then, so it doesn't get wasted. I still have this ocean base here. It's a dedicated 50-watt base for GMRS, and I am just hardly ever using it anymore. It still works. Works fine ever since Sean replaced the Mount Clemens GMRS with the Kenwood, but just not using it much anymore.
Yeah, I programmed 22 simplex channels, and then I put in the Mayville repeater, the Mount Clemens, the Detroit, and I don't think there's anything on the west side, but it's just you and I to talk with each other. I tell them go to the Detroit tower, you know exactly what I need, just flip it up and boom, then run the repeater.
Hey, do you guys ever use the Troy GMRS repeater that way?
Programmed into my Motorola. I have to look. And I don't think I programmed it into his, but I still have the capability of doing that. But once I get my programming cable, maybe I'll put the Troy tower in there. But we're usually around Detroit and surrounding areas.
Yeah, I'm flipping through the ocean right now. Just I forgot what I had programmed in there, so I did program some scanner channels as well, you know, just receive only, as well as you know, all the channels and all the repeaters in this area at least. But I don't know, maybe I'll talk to Dave, maybe he can use it for the set, because I heard something about you might want to incorporate GMRS one way or another. I don't know how that would work, but we'll find out.
able to, quote-unquote, close the repeater like a little gamer as club, and I'm not going to join the club just to use the repeater once in a blue moon.
Well, I thought it kind of interesting what they did on the cruise. They took a, just like a regular GMRS simplex channel, and put some PL tones on it and just made it their local little spot to communicate right in that several block area where our guys were. So that that worked out, I guess. I obviously couldn't monitor it from here.
Yeah, I tried monitoring the TMR channel over the weekend during the cruise, and I couldn't hear anything. So, but I might do that, because once I get my programming cable, I'll make some other channels and some private lines where just he and I can talk on the frequencies and we just hear each other.
See, now that would be a real good use for that. If you're talking to GMR, just pick a channel, put some PL tones on it, and you're in a convoy, so you're really close. So that would be a perfect use for that.
Yeah, we're usually never more than a mile or two apart from each other, so it works out. I'm using, FRS 10. You know, we got narrow band there, so we get a little bit more distance for our power output compared to wide band. And it works out. I mean, he's probably a mile and a half in front of me right now, and still clear as day. Thank you, Frankie.
N8WRO. Yeah, I got that ICOM, so it does transmit there as well. But you still need two antennas, and I don't have a second antenna. I'm not really worried about it. I probably just won't have the capability. But yeah, interesting stuff.
All right, I'm going to jump real quick. He's within range, so I'm going to chat with him for a couple of minutes more and see if I can get a, you know, probably we can get distance-wise. But I'll be around. Is that any good? You're probably going to take the detail.
Sounds good, Tom. Have a good one. November 8, Whiskey, Romeo, Oscar. Clear.
APY testing. Well, Tim, that got wet.
Yeah, I was thinking this Monday didn't work out for you.
I get about 4.5 holes in, and then they gave me a rain credit, so that's nice for another 9.
Did you have to run off the course, or did you just mosey?
We moseyed. A lot of trees. There was no lightning, so we drove under the trees.
Now off to grab a bite someplace, or just heading home?
I'm going to go grab a bite someplace. Oh, you want to go someplace?
Normally would, but I just had my salad, so no. You could stop on County Line at the other place.
Oh, yeah. That's got pretty good stuff, too, doesn't it? The I know what you're saying. The other golf course.
Little Camille's.
Yeah. That one. I don't know. I might just grab some garbage food. Call it a day. W8BD.
Well, be cautious going through town. If you're still around, the fire horn's going off.
Yeah, it's like the fire department I did. I call them the power company / fire department.
I'll listen, see what the call is.
speed on call, guys. Drive nice and slow. That's nice.
We had some complaints about that horn going off, but the mayor's pretty insistent. Nope, it lets you know that they're on the way to the hall, so look up, look around.
Yeah, same thing happened. My roots fire business was pawpaw. It's all the same. I mean, identical almost. Response, the sirens, the whole thing. And that discussion came up, oh, I don't know how many years ago, but I basically told everybody to pound sand and deal with it.
I may have mentioned this before, but the two horns in town, klaxons, whatever we're calling them, they were out of spec a few years back, and the decibel level was really low, so they bought new ones, and they got them up to spec, and oh my goodness, I'd hate to live by the hall. They are really loud.
Yeah. You know, my brother used to work for that guy. Forget his name. West Shore, I know the name of the company, West Shore, out of the west side of the state. That's the siren guy. He's pretty good at it. My brother didn't do the siren part. He did the fire department supply stuff, but so I'm familiar with that. He drives all over. I think he makes more money fixing sirens than he does anything else.
Def the Pelka.
There you go. He's at my brother's funeral. I met him.
You know, that's another task that ARPSC does, is the sirens, not necessarily advocating for that, but I know the other county, Oakland and St. Clair, are real big on that.
I do believe the west side of Macomb does it as well.
Yeah, it's being covered mostly by Lon's crews, the 14708O group. Gotcha.
Did you find out what the call was?
Who's that directed towards, Wally? Just in between the time it went off. And...
Sorry, Sean, there were two of you at one time. Say it again.
No, I don't know. You were saying something about a call. I don't know what you were referring to, who that was directed at.
You know, we were driving through town, and the paid-on-call guys were driving through town with their red lights, and the sirens were going off, and Tim advised me to keep my eyes open, so I did, but I only saw two of them.
You got two eyes, so that worked out.
There you go. Actually, you probably only see one of them at a time. But hey, what do I know? I'm respectful of all that stuff. It's in my DNA. So, yeah, they got a little storm up here, just heavy rain. Got really cold, 57 degrees. Did the cold reach you yet, Sean?
Yeah, it's doing that weird thing where it's raining, but it's sunny out. But, yeah, it's cold. And FYI, they got one engine en route someplace, but I don't know what the call is. Nothing down here. I don't know what the temperature is out, but it's like still sunny and breezy and no sign of precipitation.
All the wet weather seems to head towards Tim's house lately. Go ahead, Tim.
That does seem to be the truth, but maybe it knows that I'm interested in Skywarn somehow. I don't know. We'll show him. Yep, nothing down this away, best I can tell. So, my wife just said 68 degrees, so... Very, very pleasant evening down this way.
on to 55. What's next, Jim? Snow?
All right, well, the Echo device says 58 here. All right, now you got me wondering. I'm going to go walk out back and see if there's any shrinkage. I'll be back. W8FU.
In front of the golf course, the other golf course with the kitchen and the bar, 55. Although there are still diehards out there. And I didn't bring enough of coats. Plus, I had the little one with me, and then she got cold, the grandbaby. They had to go to a thing, so she likes sitting at a golf cart. And then she started getting cold, so I had to give up my coat, and that made it worse.
Oh, yeah, I met both those little guys at that last leadership meeting. They did remind me of my my grandkids, kind of, except my oldest is 7.
Yeah, he's 6. He's first grade. Today was his first day, and tonight was a parents meeting type thing, and they weren't supposed to bring the kids unless you had to, so they knew I was going up there, and they both are, their daddy is a really big-time golfer, so they're both really good in the golf cart. Plus, the boy can golf pretty good, so it was fun. W8BD, I think it's been a little minute.
N8WRO, yeah, the other two are 3-year-old twins, and they're starting preschool next week, I guess.
Wow, good for them. I take it they live all around here.
Yeah, my daughter did move back. She was in New Jersey for a while, and she moved back to Dexter. And she did go to school for 13 years at U of M, so she's back in that area, which is great for Grandma and Grandpa because we get to see the kids now.
So, 13 years, I take it she's an MD of sorts?
Different kind of doctor. She is a physicist.
Wow. We got one of those working for us part-time. He's a physicist in school, too, and really smart. So, as a matter of fact, they moved him to the office. I think he's off for a couple, 3 more months, and then he goes back. But we're going to utilize this intelligence while we can. Maybe he can tell us what's wrong with us. Maybe we don't want to hear it. You know how that is.
Way back when I tried to make sense out of her dissertation, impossible. I have no idea what the words ponder motive mean and a whole bunch of other scientific words, but I don't know.
Yeah, I got one too, although there's an element of smart aleck in her too. She's an ER doctor.
So apparently that was an I-94 run, like is often the case.
Okay, New Baltimore is a little warmer. We're at 59.
You talk about the weather, man. I enjoy this sleeping weather. Leave that window cracked, and the window cracked in another room, and you do not need the AC, and it's just, you know, it's a good recipe for a good night's sleep.
Sean, are you back with your weather? Did the cold front make it here yet?
Negative. Seems like it's in the 60s, and there's clouds, but it's still sunny. Pretty much must up your way.
Well, we're going
to do you a favor, and we're going to push it your way so you get a taste of fall.
All right, guys, y'all have a good one, and I'll let you guys go. This is N8WRO. I'll be monitoring.
Catch you later, Tim.
Wally.
Yeah, I'm going to let it go, too, because I'm heading down St. Clair Drive. So I am almost home, too. So you guys be good. Y'all have a good evening. John, if we don't chat tonight, we shall chat tomorrow. Might be near you tomorrow. I'm going to run down to Fernsdale. Going to go look at another air compressor in another store. So that's on the way. I'll let you know. I think that appointment's at 10 o'clock. So depending on your schedule, maybe we can grab a bite. Other than that, clear after yours, as they say, in the amateur world. W-A-D-D.
Okay. I know you know a bit about generators and certainly air compressors and pneumatics and stuff. You know a bit about propane, specifically low temperature issues with propane, and I don't mean to hold you up now. If you do, I'll have some questions later when we chat.
Hey, you're referring to the tanks freezing up? The bigger the tank, the less the problem.
Yeah, I know that generally, but I wanted to bounce something by. Anyhow, not now. It's for another time. Catch you later, W8FE.
Catch you later.
W8FE in the driveway.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Now it's raining.
NAWJL, this is W8X. NAWJL from W8X on 442.175.
Thank you.